Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise, coming to you live from Palm Desert, California. I'm your host, Françoise Rhodes, and joining me in the boardroom, as always, is Sean Flanagan. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, what? Did you say something there?
You didn't hear me?
No.
Still?
I don't hear you. What's going on with that? This happened twice.
Nope. Now I know what it was.
There you go. Well, you're gone a week, and you forget what buttons you're supposed to push.
Well, that was the thing, though, because last week I did mess up. So I made sure it was right. So when you're like, I can't hear you, I'm like, no.
You pushed it off
when
it was on.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Thanks, Swiss Donuts on the corner of Country Club Monterey for our donuts. Today's show is presented by B. Allison's Jewelers, lower level at the Gardens on El Paseo. In case you need to be reminded, this Wednesday, it's Valentine's Day. Sean, hint, hint.
I already got her a gift.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I gave it to her yesterday.
Well, you're supposed to wait to build up the excitement.
I don't do any of the holidays. I don't do Christmas. I don't do any of them.
All right.
I try to do stuff all the time.
And that's really sweet. That's really the way to do it. You shouldn't have to wait till one day out of the year. One day for Mother's Day, one day for Father's Day, and all that sort of stuff. Valentine's Day.
And
so,
you don't have to remember any holidays.
What'd you get?
I got her a little bracelet.
Oh,
she really likes it. She wore it to work.
Oh, nice. So. See, I love bracelets. It's really weird. I have necklaces and rings and all this kind of stuff. But I really just like wearing bracelets and earrings.
I don't know if she wears any bracelets. She I knew she wanted it because she made it very clear that she wanted
it. And then, one of those
and then like
drops.
The ad sat on my desk for like a week.
Right?
Just
people
open to the
do
page.
That?
So but the thing is I don't think she has any other bracelets. I think that's so I don't know if maybe she wants to try it out or what, but she very much likes it.
That makes it more special. This one Jack gave me, this one my mother gave me, and this one I actually got myself at B. Allson's. There was something about it that really, and I don't normally buy myself nice jewelry.
Right.
You know, I get the costume and wear it a couple times. But this one I really liked. It just fit. I love white, gold, and silver and stuff. So anyway, well, that was very nice. So, well, happy Valentine's to everyone out there. And don't forget, it is on Wednesday. So it goes both ways, men and ladies. So don't just think, you know, men you need to buy for the ladies. Ladies you need to buy for the man or partner, spouse, whatever in your life. It goes both ways, not just one way. All right, Super Bowl last week. What a great game. I'm glad I watched it. Did you watch it?
I did. It was fun.
Wasn't it a good game?
Yeah, it was a good game.
And the Eagles won. Congratulations to them. I thought they were going to lose. First year, everybody thought they were going to blow it away. And then Patriots came back. But it was a really good game all the way to the very end. Congratulations to everybody that won. I got a hold of all the winners and sent out all their stuff. So congratulations. But it was a good game. I was really, I enjoyed watching it. So I'm glad I did watch it, even though I've been anti-NFL. And we'll see what the fellow does with the Arena League. I mean, he's adamant that this coming up, the Arena League is going to make it this time. So we'll see.
Well, time will tell.
Yeah, but the viewership did drop, though, in the Super Bowl.
I saw that. They said it was the lowest in a while.
Yeah, because people are just tired of all that. These guys making $40, $50, $60 million and pulling the stuff that they've been pulling. People have just about had it. So that is past us. Right here on the show, we welcome a new sponsor, which is Ave Maria Pilgrimage. Nada, the founder, is going to be with us in the second hour of the show. We're going to find out about those trips. Past last week, the golf tournament at Seven Lakes that I was part of went off without a hitch. We raised over $30,000. Now, this is what we're going to donate, $30,000 plus to the Lucy Kirchy Cancer Center at Eisenhower.
That's awesome.
Yeah, isn't that great? It was just the weather was perfect. No one got a hole in one. It was kind of funny because we were so worried because the holes were a little bit shorter at Seven Lakes that there was a possibility of two holes in ones. And we spent a whole committee meeting going over how we're going to do it if two people win.
How it's going to be handled.
Yeah. Well, no one had a hole in one. No one even came close because they were all choking on that hole.
Well, that's how it works, though. If you wouldn't have planned at all, it would have totally been two hole-in-ones.
Yeah.
So if you overplay, you got to err on the safe side.
Exactly. And I sat there and watched some of the players tee off, and it really was kind of funny because they were all trying to be so precise that shots were going short, left, right, all over the place, and the people are shaking their head. And then it dawned on me, they're just trying so hard to make this hole-in-one.
They're overthinking it.
Yeah. But we gave a lot of closes to the pin. I think 16 of them. So anyway, it was a lot of fun, and we'll be having a check presentation for that. I also went to the opening of a new restaurant called Craft. Now, this is at the S Club, which was once Desert Island and Rancho Mirage, all very confusing over there. But they opened up a restaurant Which the food was very good. It's a country club feel. You're in a country club. That's what's going to throw people off, though.
Right.
It's open to the public, but it's in a country club.
Those are hard for me.
With a gate.
Right.
Yeah. And mentally, you kind of just, when you go to country clubs, you know you have to go to the gate and get a pass to go in and all this sort of stuff. And
feel really lost.
Right.
When you drive in, even if it's a simple layout.
Yeah, it's right there to the right.
No, even I don't know what it is, but when you drive in and it's unfamiliar, you kind of feel lost.
Yeah, because I said to the gal at the gate, I said, well, where is it? She said, oh, it's right there. I said, you mean that building right there? She goes, yeah, that building right there. I thought, oh, well, okay. Because I was thinking, well, I'm going to drive back into
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Because they're sometimes like in the center of the whole community.
Yeah. Yeah. I went to a function at night out in La Quinta. I forgot which club it was. And it was at night. And you couldn't see the street signs.
Right.
And I had the navigation in my car. Luckily, I was so lost. Finally, I saw a couple cars make a left. I said, well, two cars in a row made a left back there. So that must be where it is. I made a left. Still, it was as dark and just kept driving and finally found it. But yeah, some of these clubs are tough to navigate.
And the thing, but what's funny is that I feel like after you figure it out, you realize like it's just one giant loop.
That's
but
true.
But for whatever reason, when you get in there, you don't know where you're going.
Yeah, but you could keep driving around one half of loop and
you'll
forget
totally, no, you'll be fully lost.
But so anyway, all went well. Great. Craft, again, opening. They are open to the public. My point there was that they're open to the public.
Sorry.
So
I
that's
off track.
No, I know. But that was the point, that now that some of these country clubs are opening up their doors to the public, to their restaurants. So we'll say good luck and congratulations to them. I think we're going to have the chef and the owner on the show a little bit later also. Breaking news, a new episode of Traveling with Françoise comes out this week. The Backroads to Vegas is done in the books. It's sent. So there you go. And I'll be working on a couple more now coming right up. I'm trying to get them all, trying to arrange everything. Tucson, we're going to be filming that early March. Borrego Springs as a whole, we're going to do a show on there. I'm working on a couple other episodes. But the new one this week, Traveling with Françoise TV on Fox 11 at noon on Thursdays and 5:30 a.m. on Friday. I'm actually going to play this show 2 weeks in a row because it is brand new. So I'm excited about that. Let's see. Olympics have started. Yeah, I watched a little bit of the Olympics last night.
I haven't seen any. It's on late, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is on in the evening. I watched the opening ceremonies way too long, 5 hours.
Really?
It was so long. I'm thinking, how long can they make these?
The ceremony was 5 hours?
Yeah, it was 5 hours.
I didn't know that.
It was forever. I didn't even catch it all. I missed all where the athletes walk in and all that. It was just way too long. But I did watch. It was spectacular, though. The money they spend on these Olympics now.
Oh yeah,
it's almost forget about the athletes. It's how gorgeous can we make it? It's a travel ad.
Oh yeah, it's totally a travel ad.
Yeah, come to Pyeongchang and So anyway, the Olympics is on. I think we have one gold medal so far. There's not that many medals given out yet. I think there's only 4 or 5 given out. Let's see what else. I have a little hummingbird nest. I found the little hummingbird nest finally.
At your house?
Every year. The hummingbirds make a nest in the same rose bush.
Oh, really?
This year I was prepared. Usually it grows wild and I trim it while they're in there. This year I trimmed it early so everything grew in. And I kept seeing them fly in and out and I could not see it. And I am determined to find that nest. I don't touch it or anything. I just look at it. Finally, last night I was going for a walk and I stopped and I'm looking. I said, maybe I'm just looking in the wrong side because usually it's always on the left side. So I look on the right side and sure enough, tucked way inside with 2 little eggs in it.
That's funny.
I know.
Jasmine had one time right outside her bedroom window in the tree.
Well, and usually they come back to the same place year after year.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. They like to go back. So might be back there this year.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check.
Unless you cut the tree down.
No, tree's still there.
Oh, tree's still there? Yeah, might be there. And the wind, well, in the tree last night, we had all this crazy wind.
Yeah, it got very windy, especially out by my house.
And dirty. That's what I don't like. I could just smell the dirt in the air. We just had this cleaned off from that rain that we had, and then its dirt comes back up. But it was very windy out there. So just be careful when you're out on the streets, because I noticed some broken limbs and stuff hanging around. And before we go to break, we knew this was going to happen. All right? And I am all for, you know, none of this sexual harassment, all this stuff that's been going on is really sad stuff. I mean, really. Anyway, but you knew this was going to happen. There is now a man suing a woman who she is a Democratic, Assemblyman. Assemblywoman Christina Garcia of California, she now has litigation against her for sexual misconduct. You knew it was going to happen?
Oh, yeah.
Why
yeah.
would it all be one way?
I mean, it happened. They had Terry Crews, too. Did you see him? Like, when it all first started, he went on there but actually it was a man versus a man.
Oh, man versus man.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, but this is not going to stop. I mean, this is going to, and I know a lot of man eaters out there. I mean, so ladies, you know, this works both ways too. We can't, we just have to, all of us need to be aware of our actions. Let's just put it that way. All right. On that note, we're going to step aside, and when we come back, we're going to talk about, all sorts of things. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise, including all the prizes I have today. Fair tickets. Yeah. Family 4-pack. And more on Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. We'll be right back. Good show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. Now, the number to call to win something is 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. Today on the show, I have a family 4-pack to the Riverside County Fair. I have tickets to an evening of music and laughter with the Mills Brothers and Sarge. I have 2 tickets to Lorna Luft concert. And I might even give some more fair passes away. So total, we have about $300 or so dollars worth of prizes, if not a little bit more than that. So 760-440-8255. I know I'm kind of catching everyone off guard. If you want to win passes for 4 to the Riverside County Fair, a family 4-pack, 760-440-8255 for a family 4-pack to the Riverside County Fair and Day Festival that is February 16th, I want to say, through 25th. All right, Renova Energy, their customers are saving from 25 to 50% compared to their previous average electric bills. In fact, the last year, their 3,000 plus customers saved more than $5 million by putting on solar energy panels. So, way to go, you guys over there at Renova Energy. Solar Energy. Renova Energy Corporation, which is now Renova Solar. All right, McDonald's. They have the Junior Big Mac is back. I had one the other day. The Junior Big Mac at McDonald's is back for a limited time. They have the Junior, they have the regular, and they have a supersized Big Mac. So now's the time. Go over to McDonald's and get your fill of a Junior Big Mac if that's what you're looking for. Braille Institute, of course, they have so many programs going on. I'll tell you a little bit about that in the free event section of the show. The 500, they have been, of course, at night. They have the Lights for a Cause. We had blue, gold, and white last night for the Steve Chase Humanitarian Awards, and purple the other night for Stop Bullying Day. So if you see those lights, they all represent something, and you can go to the website and check it out. There also is Ristretto for coffee lovers in there, open daily from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. going in there. They have all sorts of fresh goodies and all sorts of salads and sandwiches and all sorts of things. All right, Angel View. They have the Gardens on El Paseo in Palm Desert. Angel View is part of their concert series on March 10th. That would be their concert series where $10 from every $15 ticket sold goes towards Angel View. All right, do we have a winner?
Yes, you do. You have Ralph in Palm Springs.
Okay. Hi, Ralph.
Hey, Françoise. I can barely hear you. How you doing?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. I can hear you enough if I listen carefully. How are you doing today?
Well, you shouldn't have to listen carefully. I should be blurting out of your radio.
Oh, well. But it's got a delay, so it's like an echo. Oh. Echo chamber.
Okay. All right. I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing really good. I'm so excited to check out the Date Festival this year.
Yeah, you get to go with 4 friends, or you get to go 4 days in a row, whatever you want to do. How's that sound?
Oh, decisions.
I know.
Or you could go twice. Good exhibits, and just it's a fun place to go. I love checking out the petting zoo and riding all the crazy rides and eating this fair food.
Yeah, you can't go without fair food. I mean, come on, yeah. And I right. do love to go over into the 4-H section and see all the kids over there taking care of those animals and stuff. It's a lot of fun.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah. Well, congratulations.
It's a fun, Dan. I heard you talking last week about going at night, and I haven't been at night since I was a kid, and I think, you know what, this might be the year to go check out the nighttime at the fair.
Yeah, I love it because I am a lights person. I have lights in my patio that some would consider Christmas lights, but to me they're decorative lights in different little twinkling colors, so I do like lights. But no, at night it's so pretty with the Ferris
That's
wheel.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. All right. Well, you go at night. Tell me how it is. Congratulations, Ralph, and thanks for listening.
Hey, thank you so much, Francois. I really appreciate it, and you have a great day.
All right, you too. And stay on the line to make sure right, Sean gets your info, okay? All right. All right, Indian Ridge Country Club, they have so many things going on. I mean, so many. I can't even tell you how many things are going on at Indian Ridge that I decided we need to have someone on from Indian Ridge to tell us of all the things. The motorcycle club, the car club, the cards, the tennis, the golf, the whatever. If you're looking for a country club lifestyle that covers it all, definitely Indian Ridge Country Club is the place for you. And if you're looking for other things to do outside of your home at Indian Ridge, we'll look at the Desert Entertainer. They're free all over the Coachella Valley. Pick one up today. Go on out tonight. And it's a new format. It looks really good, the Desert Entertainer. And you'll find me in there somewhere traveling with Francois. So look for it and then let me know that you saw it. All right, Command One Security. You see their commercials all over KESQ on this show. They do a phenomenal job. Family owned and operated for over 30 years. They're the ones to call. They know our Coachella Valley. They've watched it grow. They've grown with it. Command One Security. Give them a call. All our sponsors' information is on the website, travelingwithfrancois.com. I'm always changing up that website, always changing the contest page. We had a glitch with the email, but we seem to have that fixed for now until I switch that over to something else, but it still should be the same email address. Now, if you're looking for a home in Indian Ridge, Diane Williams and Associates, their on-site sales office is right there. They're the ones to call. And over there on El Paseo, well, there's Thai Smile. I was there the other day for lunch. I love their peanut salad dressing. There's something about it. Have you ever had peanut salad dressing, Sean?
I don't know, but it sounds really good.
It's really good. And I'm sure, you know, people that are allergic to peanuts can't eat it. But there's something, and it almost has a tiny bit of spice in it. I like all the food. But unfortunately for me, I don't know why I do this. I'm one of those that if there's a plate that I really like, I tend to get that every time I go to a restaurant.
Yeah, I do the same thing.
I don't know. I wish I could be more What's the word?
I'm not sure.
You know what I'm thinking? Were you?
Yeah, I mean, just
adventurous. That's the word.
Yeah,
adventurous with food. I am not. Someone asked me the other day, "What's your favorite meal?" I don't know where I was. Someone asked me, "What do you like to eat? What would you, if you had a choice to go out to eat, what would you go eat? A hamburger and French fries?"
Yeah, pretty much.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'm an easy date, you know, whatever. Jack laughs. He says, you want to go somewhere real fancy? You know, In-N-Out. McDonald's is good.
Janet was doing the same thing. Oh, let's go here for Valentine's Day because she still wanted to go out to dinner.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, we should go here. I'm just like, I don't really care. Whatever you want to do.
And Thai Smile has delicious. I love their food, but I always get the plate with the noodles. I like the noodles.
Right.
It's a chow mein. I think it's called lo mein. Maybe it's lo mein chow mein. I don't know. But it has the noodles and the sauce, and that's what I always get. And the salad with the peanut dressing. So I don't. That's my favorite. And then at McDonald's, I tend to want the Mac. And now the Junior Mac's there. That's perfect for me. So I'm just maybe a creature of habit. Anyway, while you're over there on El Paseo, the gardens on El Paseo, go to B. Alston's Jewelers. Yes, they're lower level. Remember, Valentine's Day is here. They have great heart pendants and diamond heart necklaces. There's also 18 karat and enamel hearts. They have all sorts of popular diamond pendants, rings, and stuff. Great colors and items for Valentine's. Just go there. Ron and Debbie and Motec, they'll take great care of you. And they're trusted. They've been around, family owned and operated as well. You got to love that here in the Valley when family generations have owned a business. You know they're solid. You know you don't have to worry. So B. Alston's Jewelers, lower level of the gardens on El Paseo. Check it out. Their phone number is 760-340-4211. They are open today, 7 days a week. Go on over there and tell them I said hello. And also, Tony Q, if you need those scissors or knives sharpened, yes, give him a call. He that's what he does. He's been doing it since 1996, sharpening knives and scissors and all that kind of stuff. Call him, and you can arrange to meet him. He'll come to your house. It's all up to what you guys want to do. So just wanted to give you a heads up on that. All right, we do have a bunch of free events going on in the Coachella Valley. There are, I was looking at the calendar in the desert scene this morning. I think I grabbed it and put it in my pile here. The events that are happening, just crazy out there.
Need multiple pages.
You do. They can't even put them all in there. No. I mean, and the money being raised at fundraisers, I was saying to myself, what makes a person, they have to believe in the charity or nonprofit.
Right.
I mean, you wouldn't just go to a charity luncheon just to go to a charity luncheon.
Right.
Yeah. It's interesting. I was giving that a lot of thought the other day. I just was. Because you do see certain crowds at certain events, the same people year after year after year.
Right.
But you have to bring new people in, and that's really the challenge. Is a younger generation interested in going to lunches and things like that?
I don't know. I don't feel like they are.
Yeah, I don't so much either. Interesting. So
but the thing might be though is maybe those lunches won't be the same as the lunches now. You know what I mean? Maybe instead of doing something different, they'll do the lunch different to where maybe it will appeal to them a little bit.
You have to do it different. Yeah. And that's what we did with that golf tournament. We had to do something different because if it's just, they say these events have a 10-year lifespan. After right. that, you're pretty much done. Actually, right. start dwindling off after 7 if you don't think of something new. But interesting. All right. I gather Maureen is, okay.
Yes.
All right, Maureen's here with the Coachella Valley History Museum. She is here. Remember, I do have tickets for Evening of Music and Laughter. We'll be giving those away. Lorna Luft, this is February. This is Valentine's Night at the Annenberg Center at Eisenhower. This is $150 value. We're going to give those away a little bit later on in the show. So I have your Valentine's Night date set up right here. You don't have to do anything, and I'll make sure you can pick the tickets up easily enough. On that note, we are going to step aside. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. We'll be right back after your local and national news, so stick around. Hello, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. This portion of the show is brought to you by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building, also home to Ristretto for coffee lovers and Gallery 500, and they have the electric parking. So much going on there on the corner of Ramon and Indian Canyon in Palm Springs. They even have office suites, but they're just maybe one or two left. Call today at 760-864-6500 or on the web at the500ps.com. All right, joining us in studio today is Donnell Smith. Hello, Donnell.
Hello.
All right, and Maureen Bourne. Hello, Maureen.
Good morning.
And Maureen, you always bring me these beautiful plants. My house is like a greenhouse thanks to you. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, good. Thank you so much. What kind of flower is this?
It's a kalacha.
It's beautiful. It's pink. It's gorgeous. All right. Well, we were just talking, we have so many events going from one end of the valley to the other. There is definitely something for everyone. And I like how this valley embraces all sorts of events, from the athletic enthusiasts to the adventurers to the folks that just like to go see a play or two or hang out in a museum. So, Donnell, tell us a little bit about this celebration coming up, Black History Celebration.
Okay, so our Black History Celebration is going to be on February 17th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Coachella Valley History Museum. It was something of the past where our former pioneers, our Black pioneers, would put together a Black History event every year, and most of them have either passed away or have moved on. So myself, along with four other women called the Kuumba Project, decided that we should bring it back because it's something that the community needs. And it's a celebration for everyone. It says Black History, but everyone can take a part in this event.
Well, and I think all of our celebrations should be like that.
Exactly. You can,
we say the Tamale Festival. I mean, all these different names for things, but really, it's everyone is welcome. And that's how we all learn and we enjoy. And the Coachella Valley History Museum, a great place to have it, because right there, you're going to learn in so many different directions and have fun while you're doing it. Now, at Black History Celebration on February 17th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., let's talk, is there a charge for this?
It is absolutely free.
Free,
it's
okay.
Family friendly. So bring your children, grandparents, cousins, sisters, brothers, whoever. Everyone's welcome. We have vendors, food vendors. We have a car show. We have different other vendors as like clothing, face painting for children, jumpers. We have live music. We also have a essay contest. So it's for children, elementary, middle school, and high school can participate. And there's no first, second, or third. Every child that participates will get a monetary gift.
Oh, everyone's a winner.
Yes,
I
exactly.
like that. Those are the kind of, for me, everyone's a winner. Yes. I love that. Now, it also says you're going to have music. What? Tell us a little bit about the entertainment.
We are going to have music. We do have a DJ that will be on site that will be our host. And we also have a couple named Gina and John. Mm-hmm. And they do some local things around the valley. And they're going to be there with us doing a two-hour set with live music.
Oh, well, it's going to be a lot of fun. And Maureen, tell us a little bit about where the Coachella Valley History Museum is and what is there on site for everyone going to Black History Celebration that have never been there. You can do two things at once. See the History Museum and enjoy the event.
Okay, we're on Miles Avenue at the entrance to Old Town Indio, 82616. You can go on our website, cvhm.org, and you can see the venue. We have so many historic buildings on the site. We're right next to a large park, and we have large green areas and gardens throughout. So when you come, you'll see the 1927 Dr. Smiley Adobe home. You'll see a full blacksmith shop. You will see a 1909 fully restored one-room schoolhouse that served the greater Indio area. And you'll see the only date museum in the United States. That doesn't mean you're going to hook up. It means you're going to find out about dates.
It is Valentine's week, you know.
It is. It is. And the neat thing is that the Kumba Project is going to have a lot of historical displays in our date museum that showcase their pioneer families. There'll be representatives from some of the families, and there will be articles that the families brought with them into the valley. And maybe Danielle can explain a little bit about what might be coming.
Yeah, that's what that was my next question. Thank you, Maureen. You led right into it. Danielle, there is a history here in the Coachella Valley, a very diverse history, because, of course, the United States is made up of diversity. Mm-hmm. And tell us what you're talking about, the Black History Celebration. How are you incorporating the history into this event?
Okay, so we have our former pioneers. Some are still living, and those are that are still living that are able to make it will come out. We have people that have like the we have a gentleman that owned the first. He was a black man to own his first gas station out here. And a lot of people don't know that. So it's a lot of rich history. We've had black owners that have owned restaurants that people don't know about that have just made a big impact in the Coachella Valley. And I think this is our time to just celebrate them and recognize them and tell them that we appreciate everything that they have done for us.
And how far back are you documenting this history? How far back in your research for this event have you gone? Have you been surprised yourself at what you have found?
Well, I think I don't know exactly how far it's gone back, but from what I've seen, I can see from like early 1900s, like, you know, it's amazing because even my grandparents are pioneers of this valley and that I didn't even know of. And there's archives that we're going through that people that I know personally, like, oh my gosh, you don't even realize how big of an impact that they've made in the Coachella Valley.
Yeah, and that isn't that fascinating when you get started? You just then start keep going and going because you don't know what you're going to find. Well, this is really wonderful to be having this event because, of course, we celebrate our Native American history here, and we have our Hispanic culture. We have all different cultures here. So certainly Black History Celebration on February 17th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. is just a win-win all the way around. Coachella Valley History Museum, you can't beat it. This is a good reason for you to go out, see the museum, listen to some music, have some great foods, car show, vendors, going to be, and learn about the history here of the Coachella Valley. Now, Donnelle, what are you going to be doing during the event?
I am going to be working.
You're going to be working. Yeah. But you'll be there to say hello to everyone.
I will be there to say hello to everyone. We will have volunteers if anyone has any questions or anything like that. Myself, as well as the four other girls that are on the team, will all be there to answer any questions or anything that anyone may need. We'll be there.
You'll be there. Yes. So bring the family. This is a family event. Bring the kids. It's free.
Yes.
It's free. It's between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. February 17th, which is a
Saturday.
I don't have my calendar in front of me. So it is this coming up Saturday.
Correct.
Boy, is this month going by?
I know. Francois, I'd like Donnelle to explain why they chose the name for their committee that they did, the Kumba Project.
Okay.
Go ahead and do that.
So it's called the Kuumba Project, and Kuumba basically is the Swahili name, and it means creativity. So I thought it was very fitting for our team because we're a bunch of creative women that came together to put this whole event together and eventually much, much more for the Coachella Valley. And basically our mission statement is to do always as much as we can in the way we can in order to leave our community more beautiful and beneficial than when we inherited it.
Very nice. And that's Kuumba?
That's the Kuumba.
And how do you spell that?
It's K-U-U-M-B-A.
Kuumba. It's a beautiful word. All right. Well, Donnelle, thank you so much for joining us. Maureen, thank you as always.
Thank you, Francois.
Let's give them the information, the date, the time, where, and how they can find out more.
Black History Celebration, and it's on February 17th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Coachella Valley History Museum. If you have any questions, please contact the museum at 760-342-6651 or email heartofindio@gmail.com.
And the event is free, and the Coachella Valley History Museum is on Miles Avenue in Indio. You can't miss it. See everybody out there. So again, that number is 760-342-6651. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We'll see you out there this Saturday.
Yes.
Yeah, car show also. Everything we all love to do in the Coachella Valley. All right, folks, we're going to step aside. We'll be right back. We have a lot more. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. All right. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise as we zip through this Sunday show. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. Joining us in the boardroom is Sean Flanagan. All right. I have two tickets for Lorna Luft in concert February 14th at the Annenberg Theater. That's Valentine's Day. It's an 8 p.m. show. This is a $150 value. Of course, Lorna Luft is Judy Garland's daughter. If you would like to go, you will have to pick up the ticket. So at Swiss Donuts on the corner of Country Club Monterey, we don't have time to mail them out. But if you would like to go, talk to whoever, your sweetie, or surprise them for Valentine's Day, give us a call, 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255 for two tickets to Lorna Luft in concert, the Annenberg Center at Eisenhower. It's at Eisenhower's Medical Center right there, and you'll see it at the Wright Building. It's at Ryan, right next to the Wright Building. It's a beautiful theater in there. 8 p.m. showing. And it's a $150 value. 760-440-8255. Pick up the phone and call us. You never know. All right. There's a new, the gallery, the Palm Desert Community Gallery is opening, has an opening tomorrow, February 12th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. to celebrate the new artists there inside the gallery there. Also happening, these are free events, by the way. Also happening this week at the UC Riverside Palm Desert on their campus there, they have NASA Astrobiological celebrating 28 years, and it's 6 p.m. on Tuesday the 13th. It is a free event. The School of Medicine lecture is on mental health, is on Wednesday the 14th at 6 p.m. These are all free events happening at UC Riverside in Palm Desert. For more information, 760-834-0800. And remember, all this goes on the Traveling with Francois website, so if you miss something, you can get it there. Black History Celebration. We just had Danelle and Maureen on February 17th, 10 a.m. to 3:30, Coachella Valley History Museum, Miles Avenue in Indio. It is a free event. Take the family. Going to be a lot of fun. Also, artist and Cal State San Bernardino alumna Jean Verzolini will host a reception on Tuesday, February 20th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. to showcase her paintings in the lobby of the Indian Wells Theater. And I do have some events that run into next week only because I was just putting this whole list of stuff together just to give you an idea of what is coming up in case you're one of those that needs to plan weeks in advance. Me, I kind of just go by every day. Vietnam War veteran Edward G. Johnson will be honored at the pageant stage Thursday, February 22nd at the Date Festival, a stage at 6 p.m. for this. It is the pageant stage for this special presentation. The Rancho Mirage Chamber, all six candidates for city council will appear on Thursday, February 22nd from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Rancho Mirage Public Library. Yeah, so that is free. Go on over there and listen to them talk from 6 to 8 p.m. Braille Institute has their Friday, February 23rd. They have all about apps, demonstrations on how to use what's on your app, all the gazillion things. And don't forget, Children's Discovery Museum has their event, their 20th anniversary celebration, and that is on a birthday party on February 25th. All right, we have a winner.
You do. You have Linda in Palm Springs.
Okay. Hi, Linda.
Hi. How are you today?
I am fine, thanks. How are you doing?
Just great. Just great. And I'm listening to you on the radio, and I just said, well, I'm just going to try calling.
Well, good and for you.
Great.
Now, Lorna left, Judy Garland's daughter.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, pretty exciting, well, huh?
Well, I'm more old enough to know Judy Garland.
Well, I hear she puts on a fantastic show. So this is very, very exciting. And so have you seen Lorna Luft in concert before?
No, I haven't.
You have not. Okay. So, well, you're going to now. Now, the trick is, I know Sean told you that you had to pick up the tickets. Are you good with that?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
I'm a driver.
Okay, good, 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 good. Yeah, I mail them, but I worry with it. Being at Wednesday, we just don't want to take the chance of you not getting them.
Okay, I'll just go to Swiss. When will the tickets be there?
I will drop them off tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Okay. I'll drop them off tomorrow morning. They'll be there by noon.
Okay, well, I don't have a Valentine here. He's in Deadwood, South Dakota, so I might get my nephew who just fixed my brakes on my car.
Well, sounds good to me. You take whoever you want, and you have a great time, and let us know how you enjoyed it, okay?
Okay, well, it's a pleasure listening to a nice voice on the radio.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. You have a great day, and thanks so much for calling.
Okay, bye-bye. Alrighty,
bye-bye. Okay. All right. So, I hope she stayed on the line to get her information. Yeah, okay, yeah, okay. All right. What else are we talking about here? How about events you have to pay for? Yes. Believe it or not, we do have those in the Coachella Valley. And remember, the second hour of the show is all about travel. We have Nada, the owner of Ave Maria Pilgrimage. And I don't want to say her name too many times without going over it again, because it's, I think it's, where's my little notes here? It is Prescalo. I think that's how you say it, but I want to make sure. But we'll find out about that in the second hour of the show. But right now, there are some events that you need to pay for to actually go to. Yes, we have those in the Valley. We have free. We have tons of free and tons to pay. So there you go. Polo is happening on Sundays at noon and 2 p.m. out at the Empire Polo Club. It is $20 for parking. It's per car. So you can load as many people as you want in the car. Take a picnic baskets and beverages, sit there and watch the polo. Really a lot of fun. Or they do have VIP admission, and that includes parking and the champagne divot stomp and all sorts of stuff. So there's different ways to go see the polo, but it's really a lot of fun. If you've never been, you should definitely go. And Dinner at Five is going strong. That is over at the Indian Wells Theaters. Performances through the end of February, and I have tickets for those on the website. Oh, I'm always giving tickets away to everything. If you want to go see Dinner at 5, just I have tickets for you. Just call Sean, and I'll mail you tickets for two, and you can go to any performance you want. So give him a call at 760-440-8255. Sean, it's not on the list. I just threw that out there, but I've been giving pop-up tickets away on the Facebook page. You never know where I'm going to be giving stuff away. So,
and
so,
you want just their name?
Yeah.
And
a text number.
And a text, all right.
Yeah, well, actually, I'm going to mail them these tickets. We can get their address. But okay, if you'd like to go to Dinner at 5, give Sean a call. That is at the Indian Wells Theater, 760-440-8255. These tickets are $35 each, and it's been getting rave reviews. People are really enjoying it. Sent a lot of listeners over there that have had a lot of fun. Okay, Lorna Luft in concert, Through the Eyes of Love. That is happening on Valentine's Day. The concert tickets are $75 per person, 760-329-6257. If you are interested in purchasing some tickets, because I just gave my last set of tickets away. That's it. Children's Discovery Museum of the Desert, they are celebrating a couple different events. Their 30th anniversary fundraising event is Thursday, February 15th at the clubhouse at Bighorn, and that is $200 per person. Now, they also have their free birthday bash on February 25th. From 1 to 5 at the Children's Discovery Museum, and that is free and open to all. So, again, to keep all this straight, you're just going to have to go to the website Traveling with Francoise. The fair! Ah! I have another family four-pack to give away in the second hour of the show, but the fair, so much fun. It's just a week for the 16th through the 25th of this month. War is going to be there. I know that dates some of us, but the group War. Las Releros del Norte will be there on Sunday. Super Fiesta on Sunday the 25th. They have, who else they have? Chase Rice, Lou Graham, founding member of Foreigner with Fog Hat. They have monster truck shows, mini sprints and mini dwarfs racing. They have camel races. They have, of course, the pageant every night. All of that's included with your ticket. Yeah, you just have to pay for food and stuff. A few of the carnival rides you do have to pay for, but just so much included with your tickets. So like I said, I have a family four-pack I'll be giving away in the second hour of the show. Also on Friday, February 16th, at the Palm Springs Air Museum, Top Gun. This is their gala raising funds for the Air Museum. If you want more information on that, visit their website, palmspringsairmuseum.org. And Tom Skerritt is going to be there. Do you know Tom Skerritt? He's one of those where you see his face, you know who he is.
The name sounds familiar. I think I know who he is.
Yeah. Commander Mike Viper Metcalf. Whoever that is.
It's going to be from Top Gun.
But well, he's one of those. You see his face and go, I know that guy.
He's been in a lot of movies.
Yeah,
a lot. He's always like the dad.
Yeah, right. He always had that scowl on his face. Mm. And then, let's see, Sunday, February 25th at the Annenberg Health and Sciences Building. What is this? Join us for an afternoon with the desert's finest vocal and musical talent, followed by wine and hors d'oeuvres reception. And this is raising funds for the Eisenhower Memory Care Center. And this is Songbirds and Showmen. And this is Sunday, February 25th. Tickets for this, let's see. I saw that. $60 per person. Also, on the 25th. The next day, an evening of music and laughter. I have tickets for this as well to give away today during the show, starring the Mills Brothers and Sarge. This is presented by the Italian Heritage Club. Everything that they do sells out. I mean, the place is packed. It is $40 per person. Sun City Palm Desert Mountain View Clubhouse is where this is taking place. For more info, you go to my website, because I don't have a website for this. They just have someone to contact. But I do have tickets in the second hour for this. And this $80 value. And like I say, everything the Italian Heritage Club does with Frank Monteforte, they sell out. Frank's such a funny guy. The Aquatic Center, Palm Desert Aquatic Center, they are offering adult swim lessons. So check that out. If you don't know how to swim with all these pools around, yeah, you better learn. 760-565-7467. Indian Wells Music Festival with Fitz. They're selling tickets for that now, April 6th through 7th. That is going to be over at the Indian Wells Tennis Garden. Great venue. And I've had a lot of people tell me that he has really good groups going to the, performing. Yeah,
I heard it's a good. I heard it's a good show.
Yeah, it's a good show. So they have seating for 2,000 patrons, and it's going to be in the shade. It's going to be a lot of fun. So that is for the Indian Wells Music Festival, April 6th through 7th. Go to their website, IndianWellsMusicFestival.com. Right now they're selling two-day tickets. Later on, Wendy told me they will open it up if you just want to go for one day. But right now they're selling two-day tickets. So, all right, that's going to cover just a smattering of what is going on here in the Coachella Valley. Can't get all the info in, but for more information for just about everything I talked about today, you can go to the website travelingwithfrancoise.com. Don't forget the free contest page is on there. Everything I give away is free, no strings attached. I keep saying every year I should keep track of how much money and prizes we give away on this show. It's crazy. All right, we're going to step aside for just a moment. When we come back, we're going to shift into a travel mode for more Traveling with Francoise, and I'll have some more prizes, always do, right here on Traveling with Francoise on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. We'll be right back.